Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from Colossians 3, verse 14. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Minnesotans are pretty good with layers, really good, actually. We have to be with 60-degree temperature fluctuations in a 12-hour period. In this state, and actually in many states, you have to be prepared for any potential weather possibility. And we're not alone. Lots of places in the world are like this, I know. So when Paul starts talking about how to clothe ourselves layer after layer, we understand this on a very basic level. Paul says, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, forgiving each other as God forgives us. And then, over all those layers of good stuff, put on love. Love is the outer layer, and it's the one that matters. Some might argue it's the one that matters most. Actually, I think Paul might actually argue love is the one that matters most. And even though the base layers are good things and important, just like clothing, these base layers won't help you at all unless you have the proper top layer, right? You don't go outside in a Minnesota winter with a really awesome smart wool base layer, but no coat or boots or mittens or hat. That would be silly. So yes, we should put on kindness and compassion and humility and gentleness and patience. But without love, those don't really all do that much. Kindness without love feels like forced affection. Compassion without love feels like manipulation. Humility without love just feels fake. Patience without love feels kind of condescending. It's just not the same. These good things, without the motivation behind them being love, don't quite feel the same. These layers we wear need love over the top. And when love is the last thing you put on, it's the first thing people see. That's a good way to sort of direct ourselves to how we love others in the world. Does our love lead us? Does our love show first? Now, I think we could all agree that we need a little more love this time of year, right? We're stressed, we're sick. We're tired. The lines are longer. The drives are slower. It feels like here in Minneapolis, it only snows during rush hour. The world feels scary and messed up and pretty angry. Everybody has chosen sides and they are fighting their side without listening to the other. Honestly, it feels a lot like people just put on their base layers and not that top layer of love. They're in a hurry, they just ran out the door, they had to go, and they forgot. Forgot the top layer, the most important layer. And all those other layers, kindness and compassion and humility, and gentleness and patience, they're good intentions, right? Those are good things. But without love included, they don't always feel right. So I have a little challenge for us, Uplifters. I want us to take a moment today or this weekend or over the next week and remember to put on love first. Ask yourself, what does it look like to lead with love? That love is the thing that people see first over your kindness or your gentleness or your patience or lack thereof. But what if love led first? What if the first thing people saw when we interacted in the world was love, genuine and true love for the sake of someone else. That's the kind of love you've been given. So my challenge is to put on that kind of love, the kind of love from God who continues to choose you and come to you right where you are, just as you are. Remember, we're in Advent. It means arrival. We continue to get closer to this actual moment of arrival as Christmas draws near, as love comes near. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. That's what that word means. Emmanuel is God. Love, come to us. So don't forget to put on love this week, Uplifters. The kind of love that arrives and changes everything. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.